Now think about this. This sounds like the type of action that millions of European Union citizens agree with, trying to force their governments to end complicity with the genocide in Gaza. In fact, many people believe there should be a lot more discord created in Europe to deal with this. But even if you don't agree with that, you have to ask yourself the question, how in God's name is any of this linked with Russia? That's a tough one to sort of. Well, I'll tell you the answer to that one because they have it. Seemingly, pro-Palestinian action undermines the stability and security of the European Union or one or more of its member states. And sure, that's what the Russians are all about. We all know that. So therefore, pro-Palestinian activity is supporting Russia and you can be sanctioned. Now, I'm not being flippant about this. This is the actual reality of this. I don't know the facts of the case. Nobody does because it hasn't been published. But what it looks like is a person who was involved, nothing to do with Russia, who was documenting German police crackdown on Palestinian protests. And in retaliation, the German authorities slapped them with an EU sanction. And if it can happen to them today, it can happen to you tomorrow. It is almost unbelievable, but you have to get on that page to realise the seriousness of what is at stake here. Now, in democracies, we're supposed to have a rule of law, don't we? God Almighty, hear about it often enough. In this place, you think it was their bread and butter. But that means if you want to punish somebody, you have to charge them with a crime. You have to, that crime has to be defined in law. Once you charge them, due process has to come in. They have the right to know the charges against them. They have a right to see the evidence. They have a right to a trial in open court, a right to defend themselves, a right to free speech that they can use there. And then the state can only impose a sanction when they've carefully considered all of those things beyond reasonable doubt. Well, not anymore. That's gone now. Depriving people of their rights based on rumours and innuendo is exactly what these hybrid sanction packages are about. It's as simple as that. I wouldn't normally be in the habit of quoting Politico, but you're lucky we'll break a habit seeing as we're here. When they even saw some of the dossiers and they said one of the packets that had somebody sanctioned was 10 open source links with varying degrees of reliability. Another was 9, another was 4. Articles in publications like the Financial Times and Reuters were heavily relied on. Badly translated, probably AI translated articles from Russian and Ukrainian sources. One was a lifestyle magazine affiliated with the Russian government, but it generally talked about cookery rather than actually news and all this sort of stuff. There was even a woman who was sanctioned for performing a concert in Crimea. I kid you not. I mean, this wouldn't pass muster in a classroom, not to mind a courtroom, but this is what's being talked about as evidence in the European Union, evidence of Russian interference. No oversight. Civil servants draw up a list, which is on the advice of the Commission and member states, and then 27 EU foreign ministers go behind a closed door and vote to sanction you or not. And if you're targeted by an EU sanction, you don't hear the charges against you, you don't get a trial, you don't get a right to defence. You basically, the first thing you find out about this is a letter coming in your door telling you that your bank accounts have been frozen and that you're banned from entering or leaving the country. And the guy who was sanctioned in Germany, I'm just going to briefly read his account of that, because sometimes we bandy words around here about things like sanctions and they seem a bit depersonalised. Well, what does that actually mean to a real person? Well, this guy explained it and he said, I haven't been charged with anything. I haven't stood trial. I haven't been found guilty of any crime. I'd no chance to defend myself. But the EU sanctioned me for my pro-Palestinian journalism and stripped me of my rights. I'm not allowed to buy food. I'm not allowed to buy medicine for my children. I'm not allowed to pay for my lawyer. I'm not allowed to leave the country I live in. I'm not allowed to enter the country I live in. I'm not allowed to get a job. I'm not allowed to make payments. I'm not allowed to receive payments. I'm not allowed to pay my rent. Every single time for every single case, I have to submit a file and ask permission. And then I have to wait several days for approval. And in case any of you are feeling a bit sorry for him and think that you might send him a few bob just to help him out, well, I'd be very careful about that, because you too could then be sanctioned for the crime of circumventing a sanction from the European Union, and you could find yourself on a sanction list as well. Now, this kind of sounds like tin pot sort of stuff, but this is democracy now in the European Union, and it is the new repression, as Android calls it, because we have hybrid sanctions against EU citizens for exercising the very rights that Michael McGrath lauded in these place buildings a number of weeks ago as being enshrined in our constitutions here. So what we see is, in their so-called battle between democracy and authoritarianism, the European Union is becoming incredibly authoritarian in their actions. It is an absolute abomination. And every foreign minister who sat in that room and voted for those sanctions should be called to account by the members in this House. And I really would urge MEPs who are here present to contact Michael McGrath and to make that point. There really has to be a concerted effort, and we'll probably deal with it in the Q&A in a minute. And I know, because I was there before him in the previous committee, I'd imagine life is very difficult for Fidias on the European Democracy Shield Committee. But this has to be made an issue there. It has to be made an issue in the Civil Liberties Committee. And I really think members here should coordinate their work in that, in terms of how it's going to be raised over the next period. I think there's also a need for a really serious joint effort from members to take legal advice and to look into whether this is something that could be taken to the Court of Justice on the basis of the general threat to all EU citizens' rights which exist from this. Now, obviously the problem with that is impunity. There's limits to what procedural challenges can achieve. But if there's no pushback on this, which is why this meeting is so important, then they're going to go further. There has to be broad political support built to challenge what's happening here. You've got to go from this and organise in your home countries to talk about this. You've got to speak in your communities and tell people what's going on, and that it's a threat to them, and it's going to get worse. Honestly, there is really a very small window left to do anything, and it's crucial that we organise to do something before that window closes. So, in conclusion, this is not just about speech. It's really about the fundamental right of expression, the most fundamental right we have and tool we have as citizens. We have to be able to challenge our governments to change their policies. But that's what's in the firing line now from all of this stuff. You mightn't care about whether someone was silenced for pro-Palestinian speech or whatever. That's not really important. You don't have to agree with the issues there, but you have to recognise the danger of what's going on here. Because if it's them today, it's you tomorrow. And tomorrow is already here. When I was on the INGA committee for those 3 years, every single thing they didn't like, they called it Russian interference or Chinese interference or Iranian interference, didn't matter who it was. So it was anything. Catalan independence movement, Russian interference. The peace movement, Russian interference. Eurocritical politics, you name it, whatever it was, that's the name of the game here. So if you care about the ability to do opposition politics in Europe, you have to care about this issue. And that's what this meeting here is about. It's a platform to begin to expose that, because the first task in changing something is understanding that it's broken and giving information about that. And that's what we're doing here. And that's why this is important. But it's not enough on its own. We've got to go from here, get the message out, and organise for the right to hold our governments and our leadership into account, and not be conned by the spurious ideas that what's happening in our societies and the very valid criticisms that our citizens have is somehow the product of infiltration from out external sources. So I leave you with that. Let's go out there and take them on, because literally our right to survive is at stake here.
vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Dat de schitterende dragers daar vooruit gaan op hun pad niet achterom kijken. Opdat zij niet over de voorhoede daar voorzichtig om struikelen en verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Gillette Contour begint uw dag plezieriger. Door de meedraaiende scheerkop kunt u zich gladder scheren. Gewone dubbele scheermesjes passen zich niet altijd aan uw profiel. Maar Gillette Contour heeft een meedraaiende scheerkop die langer de lijnen van uw gezicht kan blijven volgen. Gillette Contour scheert u onberispelijk glad.
Er zijn mensen die voor de uiterlijke schijn risico's nemen, terwijl het toch heel prettig is nieuwe zachte lenzen van Bausch & Lomb te dragen. Zo dun, zo zacht als een druppel water. Bausch & Lomb contactlenzen. Vraag je contactlensspecialist om advies.
But planet Earth has been reduced to a garbage-strewn radioactive desert, inhabited by humans devoid of all hope for a future.
In this sector, in exactly 30 seconds, the hunters and exterminators will begin total disinfestation.
How do we get into Manhattan?
Getting in will be easy. It's getting out that's impossible.
It is futile to put yourself through all this pain. Tell us all about your mission for the Pan-American Confederacy.
You're a cyborg.
We will fire a portable beam weapon.
Vaporize the whole damn planet.
If we blow this today, there ain't no tomorrow.
The president's calling about, is everything okay with the alien space cloud from Planet 10, or should we just go ahead and destroy Russia?
Tell him yes on one and no on two.
Which was yes, destroy Russia or number two?
Beneath the city of New York are living catacombs. An endless maze of subterranean tunnels, unfit for anything human, unauthorized for anything experimental.
Hold it! There's something moving up ahead at the top!
And unlikely to bring anyone down there. So, they're coming up. Check your basement and your bathroom. Keep off the street and try to hide. But remember, the dark is their place. The night is their time. And tomorrow, the only things living in the city of New York will be cannibalistic, humanoid, underground dwellers. They're not staying down there anymore.
Five men, misfits from the four corners of the world. The strangest five, with nothing in common but their incredible daring. Enlisted against their will in a monstrous crusade, are their extraordinary talents equal to the task of ripping out secret? Now, their lives are linked, their movements timed to the minute, their actions triggered to the second, for they alone shared the secret. An impossible scheme. The war itself depended on the precise timing of 1 second. The secret invasion. The Mad Major, obsessed by the knowledge that he could not fail,
This mission will be abandoned only when all six of us are dead.
The master criminal. He lived only for the challenge of high adventure.
Lead your troops into battle. My friend here will kill you.
The demolition demon. He could blow the crystal off a watch, yet still keep it running. The forger. He could duplicate any signature and make it look better than the original.
I can reproduce this stuff in my sleep.
The assassin. He didn't need a war to kill. With him, murder was an instinct. And the girl who gave her flesh and blood, more than her own life, to these heroes from hell. These men, an impossible feat against staggering odds. And no matter what the price, no matter what the punishment, they had to keep their secret at a secret place, at a secret time.
You are about to share every fantastic step of the most daring mass escape ever conceived in the mind of man. Only a madman could plan it.
What the hell is this?
Only desperate men fighting for their lives could follow it. Only a hijacked prison train could blast them on their frenzied dash to freedom. But
investing in America, $20 trillion. No country's ever done anywhere even near that, like a fraction of that. Biden did less than $1 trillion in 4 years. I did $22 trillion. We're going to do over $17 trillion in 8 months. By the time we end, we could do over $20 trillion. There's never in China, no matter where you go, there's never been.
David Sling marks a technological breakthrough in protecting the country's skies. The system's unique capabilities enable the speedy, rapid destruction of a broad spectrum of current and projected air and missile defense threats, including maneuvering imprecise threats from various altitudes or even saturation attacks. Operates day and night. David Sling is a revolutionary hit-to-kill missile system, effective against all threats within the atmosphere, clearing the skies with cutting-edge technology. The system protects a very large region and intercepts threats at a distance with minimum collateral damage. David Sling is currently operational after extensive testing. The system was developed in collaboration with Raytheon and Israeli and American government agencies. The system includes a multi-mission radar, several launchers, each carrying 12 next-generation Stunner missiles, and a battle management center for coordinated and effective operation.
We're going to decree that the coronavirus will cease worldwide. Now, what's going to happen? I don't know if everybody will get healed. I don't know. We're praying. We prayed for vaccines. We prayed for Israel. We've heard they have vaccines. We have people interceding across the face of the earth. Listen, intercessors have been going to Wall Street. I mean, this is all over. I have to tell you, intercessors are on this. I just want to thank you, intercessors of the world. You haven't slept through this. You have been very, very active. And we're going to ask what God will heal those affected. We want comfort for those who have lost family members. I want to especially pray here we are if about Seattle area, because we know that there's more deaths going on there. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, you have promised.
With what he says is a secret Chinese plan that has brought thousands of intelligence officers into the United States with the goal of enlisting thousands of more recruits inside the country. That's according to a bombshell new report. They state here that the plan only grew more active in President Barack Obama's second term, is continuing to this day, according to the Washington Free Beacon. They write here that the wealthy dissident real estate tycoon Gua Wengui told the Free Beacon in an interview that in the past 5 years, China has infiltrated 25,000 intelligence officers into the United States, who now have an estimated 15,000 agents working inside the country. So if that's true, it would mean that 40,000 human weapons, military weapons, are living inside the United States, just waiting for the moment that Beijing chooses to rise against the American government. They write here,
Heroin. It's the reason you put bars on your windows. The reason you've got a big dog. Heroin. Heroin. Why nobody feels safe. Heroin. Get the pusher off your block, out of your life. If you know a license plate number, a street corner, a description, anything specific, call the National Heroin Hotline, 800-368-5363. It's a free call from anywhere in the country, and you don't have to give any information about yourself.
Today's topic is scabies. Scabies is a transmittable skin disease characterized by relentless itching and an angry rash. The itching and rash associated with scabies are as a result of the body's allergic reaction to the mites, their waste, and their eggs. It is highly contagious and can spread very easily from person to person. The mode of transmission is through a close skin contact with an infected person, such as sexual contact among sexually active people, or through hugging. Scabies can also be spread by sharing clothing, beddings, and furniture infested with mites. Scabies commonly occurs in people in crowded living conditions, such as those found in prisons, child care groups, family homes, hospitals, or nursing homes.
Ik ruik niks. Nou ja, gewoon fris. Fris. Ja, fris zoals het is.
Verder niks.
Niks als fris. Niks.
Kom, lekker dansen!
Wat een leuk feest!
Oh, wat stom.
Bah, lekker fris!
Bah, wat lekker.
Bah, bah, lekker fris! Lekker fris!
Nieuw.
Ga zitten.
Gezellig hier, zeg.
Ja, een beetje zit de jank hier.
Rihanna uit je mond. Rihanna is een flink bent. Rihanna is een flink bent. Goh, wat een bink ben je toch.
Ik zal toch mooi naar de politie gaan als ik jou op.
Zit ben je nou helemaal?
Een of andere psychopaat.
Ja, ik vind het
één. Lekker fris. Lekker fris.
Als mijn gezichtje niet aanstaat, dan sla ik je wel in elkaar. En als jij niet doet wat ik zeg, nou, dan pak ik mijn hondbakknuppel wel. Het wordt steeds erger. Het wordt alleen maar erger.
Marijuana is not just a harmless hallucinogen that gives a quick, innocent thrill. A United Nations commission concluded, marijuana is not just a harmless hallucinogen that gives a quick, innocent thrill. A United Nations commission concluded, the addict is soon a useless and harmful member of society.
There will be many a times where you are working in an administration and there are very high pressure situations. In my experience, working in the press briefing room where the news cycle is ever changing, it's 24/7. And
the lyrics and stage show advocate the abuse of drugs and alcohol? The answer is yes. For some time, substance abuse has been a part of rock. The fact that this is not a new issue does not diminish in any way the current seriousness of the problem, especially in light of rock's younger and younger audience. Consider the following. Kevin DeBrow of Quiet Riot said in a recent interview, "As far as this drug business goes, I mean, everybody in rock does drugs." The song Party All Night from the band's Condition Critical album says, "Driving right way on the wrong side, had a bit too much to drink. Women in the back seat, paradise party. I'm on a one-way cruise looking for trouble, party all night." Black Sabbath's last album was called Born Again and included the song Trashed about a fellow who downs bottles of whiskey and tequila, then drives down the road at 105 miles per hour for fun because he's trashed. Def Leppard, who've enjoyed album sales in the millions, sing these words in the song High and Dry. "A Saturday, I feel all right. I've been drinking all day. I got my whiskey, got my wine, Saturday night. I'm high."
All morning from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. briefing the press secretary, preparing her for the daily briefing, and then 5 minutes before the briefing call, major news breaks, or the president would put out a statement, and it would really.
Dana, we are waging a 21st century information warfare campaign against the left, and they are using tactics from the 1990s. They are holding tiny press conferences, tiny little rallies.
And has not received a coded, authenticated order itself, it can and will prevent a launch by any one of the others simply by activating a launch inhibit switch. As far as the launch itself is concerned, both controllers must perform simultaneous actions before the final launch sequence can be completed. Physical separation makes it impossible for one person to actuate the system. At the Launch Control Center, tight security measures prevent unauthorized access to the missile complex. No one can enter the area unless he has the proper credentials and is accompanied by at least one other authorized person. Like the other military services, the United States Air Force is continuing its all-out effort to keep our nuclear weapon system safe through design features, safety studies and surveys, continuing engineering analyses, a human reliability program,
De hele jeugd van Amsterdam tussen 3 en 10 stond langs de weg om Sint-Nicolaas te zien en zijn 80 zwarte pieten, die het dit jaar een stuk zwaarder hadden dan anders vanwege het alternatieve snoepgoed. Want op verzoek van ziekenfondsen en tandartsen waren er ditmaal geen pepernoten en suikergoed, maar werden aan de kinderen in totaal 20.000 kilo appelen uitgereikt. Nu is het algemeen bekend dat je in de hoofdstad van de straat kunt eten. En dus werden ze gegeten. Sinterklaas kon het niet helpen dat er ondanks de grote voorraden toch nog meer kindertjes bleken te zijn dan appels.
You believe me? You have to believe me.
It could happen any time. Jesus said that the end would come like a thief in the night.
And you're forgetting the most important aspect of eschatology. That when the end comes, with it comes eternal life for those of us who are saved.
Well, who'll be saved, Reverend? I mean, the Jew doesn't think it's going to be the Muslim. And the Muslim doesn't think it's going to be the Christian. The Christian doesn't think it's going to be the Buddhist. So, what if nobody is saved? What if we're all wrong?
What? My God. What if it's just the Hare Krishnas?
What about the sixth?
It begins with the sun turning to darkness. Then the earth will quake, and the stars shall fall from the sky. The horseman still rides. The angels have unleashed the winds from the corners of the earth. Will you die for him?
There's nothing you can do. You can't stop it.
Cursed to live. Never die. Not until it was time for the world to die.
The Roman soldier who was...
Cursed to walk the earth until the Messiah returned. Cursed to live. Never die, not until it was time for the world to die.
You won't stop an earthquake.
The fourth horseman still rides. The fourth horseman still rides.
The angels have unleashed the winds from the corners of the earth.
Will you die for him?
Never die, not until it was time for the world to die. That's how it's been 2,000 years. For me, there's been no escape from the misery.
Stop swearing. Yeah, you can do it. Now, I know from experience because I used to curse like a sailor. I was really, really bad. And here I am with a sailor's cursing mouth. I gotta stop this. I don't curse. I don't think that you have to drop an F-bomb to be cool in front of people. So let's teach you how to stop swearing in 5 simple steps. You need to do better planning. So, what does that mean? Well, all right. So believe it or not, I started saying the word sugar shack all the time. I don't know why, it just came to my mind when I wanted to swear. You can do it, plan and prepare.
No excuses. If I see you cursing or swearing, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. Also, positive social support. That's pillar number three, positive social support. And so I told the world, I told everybody on my email list, 150,000 people, I said, I quit swearing. I'm going to stop swearing today.
We are almost certainly all that is left, the sole survivor. 855 men and 8 women. We have supplies to last us for 2 years at the present levels of consumption. But we must work together, pooling our scientific knowledge so we can survive until the virus dies out. And that is the purpose of this meeting, to devise a plan to enable us to deal with our present situation.
Hello, friends. Welcome to erectile dysfunction, also known as ED. Erectile dysfunction means that a man cannot achieve or maintain a sufficient erection for sexual intercourse. This can be temporary or chronic, and can have various reasons behind it, such as reduced sexual desire. If your interest in sex has decreased, or if you're experiencing less arousal, it could also be a symptom of ED. Now let's discuss how erectile dysfunction can be dealt with in a relationship. It's a sensitive topic and communication is crucial. Have an open conversation with your partner. Explain to them that it's a common issue and a solution can be found together. Create a supportive environment where both of you feel emotionally connected. Support your partner and seek professional help if needed, such as counseling or therapy. This will strengthen your understanding and bond as a couple. Now let's talk about how to treat erectile dysfunction naturally.
Flying saucers have invaded our planet. Washington, London, Paris, Moscow are key targets. The whole world is under attack. Can it survive?
System. At this moment, the remainder of our fleet is surrendered.
What do you want with me?
Miss Callis.
Arrange for your world leaders.
It's him with the thunder.
Nein, wir gehen zum Eichgipfel. Lassen Sie mich feuern, wenn Sie das wollen. Aber Sie bringen keine illegalen Drogen in mein Labor.
Warum gibt es Verbrechen?
Eine Frage, aus welchem Grund nehmen Menschen Drogen?
Weil die Drogen wollen. Wir machen ja schließlich keine Reklame dafür. Und wir geben auch keine Anzeigen auf, wie für Zigaretten oder Schnaps.
Glauben Sie auch, dass das der Punkt ist?
Ja, das ist doch der Punkt.
Oh, was für eine Scheiße ist das denn?
Raus hier! Raus hier!
Well, I could quote him to him. Tracy, he gave me every word in verse 1, every word in verse 2, every word in verse 3, and did not miss a verse. Yet he says, like most of the young people today, I do not buy the music for the lyrics. I buy the music for the beat.
Albert Long is not only concerned with the lyrics on some of today's albums, but also with their packaging. He suggests satanic symbolism on several of today's albums. Dr. J.L. Williams, who's been involved in youth ministry for the past 20 years, is very knowledgeable on biblical symbolism.
And there are certain symbols here, negative symbols, that I think are very dangerous that people need to be aware of. Now let's begin with an album by a group that is pretty notorious, the group called Kiss. Now, number one, you would see that certain parts of the men's uniforms all accentuate the genitals of a male. I just have to be very explicit here. Psychologically speaking, these are phallic symbols or an emphasis on the genitals of the male.
During the past decade, an epidemic of ritual crime has swept our nation at an alarming rate. Law-abiding citizens report satanic crimes in every state, and the number of cases investigated by police
continues to rise. With your treachery, you shine
well
on.
Organized, his satanic groups are creating a rain of death and destruction which cannot be ignored.
Total world domination!
Subliminal mind
control!
He's trying to brainwash all of you!
Subliminal mind control!
Subliminal mind control!
This is Russia. Delicious cuisine. Beautiful women. Cheap gas. Rich history. World famous literature. Unique architecture. Fertile soil. Cheap electricity and water. Ballet. Cheap taxi and delivery. Traditional values. Christianity. No cancel culture. Hospitality. Vodka. Economy that can withstand thousands of sanctions. Time to move to Russia. Don't delay. Winter is coming.
You're full of shit.
You Antichrist, heathen, Jew, devil, you watch yourself, boy.
That book he's holding up, it's a fourth-rate novel about some patriots who use terrorism to overthrow the government. It's kind of an American Mein Kampf. I've got a copy for each of you.
Sounds like my kind of reading.
Yeah, well, to these boys, it might as well be the Bible.
What do they plan to do with all this stuff?
Get rid of their enemies. What else?
I think that legally makes it a conspiracy.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Tell the government how to run things? You think those guys sitting behind big desks in Washington, D.C. are going to be hopping and jumping just because we holler?
I tell you something, Evan, they better start hopping and jumping, because these Nazis are going to be rounding them up if they don't. These guys are so far right, they call the United States government Zog. Zionist Occupation Government. They can't wait to start executing the congressmen and the federal judges and the blacks and liberal Jews, anybody else that gets in their way.
Are there any Nazis out there? Well, baby, I'm a Jew, and I'd like to talk to you. Tell you just what I think of you. So give me a call.
Don't talk to me about conspiracy theories, Morris.
This is going on right now. We're talking about an underground war right here.
We have our own information.
Their goal is the overthrow of the United States government. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Ik ben ongelooflijk tevreden. Daar ben ik heel blij mee.
An accident in California.
Less two accidents in 1 week. Who's putting the lid on this? The police?
A recording from a stranger.
Get on the ride, Harry.
A drop in Virginia.
Harry.
Yeah.
Remember what happens when you don't follow directions.
And a man in the middle on the ride of his life.
They're over the lift. It's too late to stop them now. Let's go.
200 fathoms beneath the sea, nuclear submarines. The gray ladies of the U.S. fleet patrol the oceans of the world. 60 miles off the New England coast, the USS Neptune is almost home.
Captain, we've got a contact at 215 degrees, 3,000 yards on course 270. That's a collision course with us.
Captain, he's...
I know. Helm, bridge. Right full rudder, all ahead full. Sound the danger signal.
I can.
Try to get her leveled off.
Fathometer's reading a ledge or something.
How deep?
I can't tell, sir. We're sinking too fast. 1,300.
Heck yeah, you spear of a slater!
Beast is at it.
Foulest spear of a beast. Heck yeah, you spear of a slater!
Foulest spear of a beast.
Heck yeah!
Your name, you mean Qualic, my friend?
Beast is at it. Foulest spear of a beast.
All homosexuals would be destroyed in the United States by fire.
We're building an ark like the Ark de Triomphe, and we're building it by the Arlington Bridge, the Arlington Cemetery, opposite the Lincoln Memorial. You could say Jefferson, Washington, everything, because they're all right there. And it's something that is so special. It will be like the one in Paris, but to be honest with you, it blows it away. Blows it away in every way. It's the only city in the world that's of great importance that doesn't have a triumphal arch. You know what that is. And this one is going to blow them all away. The one that people know mostly is the Arc de Triomphe in Paris, France. And we're going to top it by, I think, a lot.
Flying saucers have invaded our planet.
Come on, step on it. Search every tunnel. We got to find Ronaldo and the kid. The girl get the signal, get back here on the double.
Very soon, the most horrifying monster menace ever conceived will be oozing into...
A non-revolutionary or a counter-revolution.
The intellectuals often tend to be subjective and individualistic, impractical in their thinking, and irresolute in action until they have thrown themselves heart and soul into mass revolutionary struggles or made up their minds to serve the interests of the masses and become one with them. Hence, although the mass of revolutionary intellectuals in China can play a vanguard role or serve as a link with the masses, not all of them will remain revolutionaries to the end. Some will drop out of the revolutionary ranks at critical moments and become passive, while a few may even become enemies of the revolution. The intellectuals can overcome their shortcomings only in mass struggles over a long period. You can't solve a problem. Well, get down and investigate the present facts and its past history. When you've investigated the problem thoroughly, you will know how to solve it. Conclusions invariably come after investigation, not before. Only a blockhead cudgels his brains on his own, or together with a group to find a solution or evolve an idea without making any investigation. It must be stressed that this cannot possibly lead to any effective solution or any good idea. Youth, the world is yours as well as ours, but in the last analysis, it is yours. You young people, full of vigor and vitality, are in the bloom of life, like the sun at 8 or 9 in the morning. Our hope placed on you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, I arise to establish my legal right and dominion over this region.
Teenagers see it first.
Territory like that you have given me jurisdictional authority. According to Daniel 9:4, you are the only great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love you and to them that keep your commandments. I appeal to the God who said in 2 Chronicles 7:13-16, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins.
I know they're going to kick me, but don't let anyone see me like that. Please, doctor, help me.
The boy possessed, appealing, the girl who loves him, unforgettable, the scientist maddened by the mystery of the werewolf, and
I declare that this place is sanctified. I present my body as a living sacrifice by the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Panic penetrates every home. When this strange unknown killer is found, taking hold of the teenage crowd, covering their practical jokes with hysterical humor that'll make you fall flat on your face with horror.
Remember how wonderful it was in the spring, suddenly dug into your face, your throat a gush of warm blood?
No. Nothing you've ever seen has such blood-chilling savagery. Nothing you've ever conceived packs such a spine-tingling jolt. This high school boy, a teenage werewolf, a constant threat of claw-ripping attack to everyone, to the brave and the beautiful.
New levels, new dimensions, new lines and territories. Let there be a a breakthrough in the heavens. I tap into apostolic and prophetic veins. I shatter glass ceilings. I smash spiritual bars and iron membranes. I declare a breakthrough atmosphere is established. I recalibrate the spiritual climate and decree that every bit of lukewarmness must be replaced with the fire and the zeal of God. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Let there be fire in my mouth as I advance in
prayer. Vermeten op de metende, weet dan dit. Die ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van de glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze worden gesproken.
Motherfucker, motherfucker,
I am the... Yeah!
I'm the kind of guy with a twisted soul. No moral compass, just a gaping hole. New Year's resolution, steal your girl. Break her heart and burn down the world. I am the motherfucker, king of the scene. Living life dirty, living life mean. Stealing, cheating, drinking all night. I am the motherfucker, ready for a fight. I'll screw over my best friend without a second thought. For personal gain, every lesson self-taught. Snorting coke off a hooker's tits. Then home to my girl, slap her with my dick. I am the motherfucker, king of the scene. Living life dirty, living life mean. Stealing, cheating, drinking all night. I am the motherfucker, ready for a fight. No care for others, just number one in this twisted game. I'm having fun. I'll steal, I'll drink, I'll take the drugs. Living like a king, no need for hugs. Wrecking lives, causing pain, it's all the same. In the game of life, I play without shame. Cashing in on trust, breaking every bond. While the world drowns, I smile and respond. I am the motherfucker, king of the scene. Living life dirty, living life mean. Stealing, cheating, drinking all night. I am the motherfucker, ready for a fight. Cheating on my taxes, lying to my boss. Every step I take, I'm counting no loss. In the shadows I lurk, in the dark I thrive. In a sea of filth, I feel alive. I am the motherfucker, king of the scene. Living life dirty, living life mean. Stealing, cheating, drinking all night. I am the motherfucker, ready for a fight. I'll seduce your sister, betray your bro. When it comes to sins, I put on a show. No remorse, no regrets, no looking back. In this race of life, I run on a separate track. I'm the venom in the cup, the snake in the grass. When you least expect, I'll make my pass. No rules, no boundaries, just my way. In the game of destruction, I always play. I am the motherfucker, king of the scene. Living life dirty, living life mean. Stealing, cheating, drinking all night. I am the motherfucker, ready for a fight. So raise a glass to the scum of the earth, for in this dark world I found my worth. I am the motherfucker and I reign supreme. In this nightmare I'm living the dream. Oh, and I just fucked your mother.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
Son,
En dan is de tijd rijp voor
glorie der mensheid.
Van grootheid, roem en kracht. Van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met
glorie der mensheid.
Die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na dit schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Ja. Hoi.
Bonjour. Hallo. Wees. Allô, allô, Radio Taranga, ici, c'est la dédication à l'amour et la convivialité, partout et toujours. On attend les mamans d'aujourd'hui, Ingeborg et Bartel, parce qu'il faut savoir qu'est-ce que ça veut dire être maman. Oftewel, het thema van de week is mama. Dat je dat even weet. Even kijken.
Ja, breed en wijd.
Nou, dat is betrekkelijk. En tijdelijk. Ik denk dat de man eerder overbodig wordt dan de vrouw bij de voortplanting. Ja, celdeling of zo, weet je wel.
Okay. Ik hoor nu dat ik niet te horen was bij mijn intro, dus dat schiet niet lekker op. Maar het is dus woensdag, het is 3 uur geweest, Taranga, Radio Taranga. Oui.
Ja, u is hier, Radio Taranga, bonjour.
Oui.
Was ik wel te horen dan?
Ja, jij wel.
Oh, grappig.
Ja.
Dus ik praatte tegen een dove of een stomme.
Nou, wie weet lekte ergens toch nog wat geluid van mij door, maar het zal heel weinig zijn geweest.
Ah, en hoe hoorde je dat dan? Dat je niet te horen was?
Het klonk gek. En toen keek ik en zag ik het schuifje dicht staan. Ja, dat geeft dan de doorslag. Denk je, dicht de schuif? Nee, dan kunnen de mensen het niet hebben gehoord.
En ik schrok al. Ik dacht, straks heeft hij een koptelefoon op. Maar dat kan niet.
Dat heb ik inderdaad op. Wel op. En toch hoorde ik... dat vond ik ook al gek klinken, maar niet gek genoeg. Dat ik dacht, hey, mijn microfoon staat niet open.
Keetje mina.
Ja, ik zat meer te denken, hé, wat is die muziek hard en is Jo zacht? Dus ik was daar meer mee bezig, terwijl ik aan het letsen was.
Ja, dat jij is dacht, ik mooi. Ben zacht, maar ik was zacht. Jij was zelf zacht.
Ik was nog zachter. Ik was nog het zachtst.
Ja, dus, je zag het er zelf.
Ik vind het mooi. Dit is echt een heel mooi herbeleven. Dat we gewoon binnen, zeg maar, 4 minuten alweer in de herbeleving zitten.
Ja, best diep.
Ik zie eigenlijk een grote toekomst in het herbeleven.
Ja. Dus,
En nu in het Frans.
Oh ja. En het is ook alweer een herbeleving in het Frans.
Ja, jij kan Frans.
Een revivement.
Wat?
Revitalisation, non.
Revivre.
Goeie vraag, hé.
Ja, dat vind ik. Ja, oké. Revivre. Herleven? Ja.
En we kunnen het aan Mustafa vragen, want die is ook in de uitzending. Ja. Mustafa,
hallo. Hallo. Bonjour, bonjour, Mustafa.
Hallo, hallo. Mustafa, open your mic. Oh.
Okay. Hallo, bonjour Radio Teranga, bonjour Amsterdam.
Hallo, hallo, hallo. Bonjour, bonjour. Hallo.
Bonjour, okay. Everyone.
Dans la nature.
Dans la nature, je suis là à la maison.
Aha, avec tout.
Avec les femmes.
Avec les mamans.
Avec les mamans, oui.
Oui, c'est jour de femme.
Yeah, aujourd'hui, c'est la journée mondiale de la femme.
Bonjour, madame. Do you speak English?
Yes.
Yes.
It's better than French?
We're gonna speak French.
You don't speak French, okay. Then I don't speak English.
So what are you speaking this?
We can talk English, it's no problem.
Okay.
I say welcome to the show of Radio Teranga.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Radio Teranga is already for 1 year on the air, in the internet air.
Mm-hmm.
And every week we talk from our hearts to people like you, brothers and sisters in Africa, in Senegambia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, Senegal is there, but Senegal is also here.
We know.
That's because of migration. And sometimes I am here in Amsterdam, and sometimes I am there in Senegal. That's also migration.
That's true. Yeah. Okay. I hear you. They hear you, but they are workers. They work. In the medical hospital,
okay.
They are here to sensibilize me about their medicine. That's why we are here, and I want to introduce them to the crew.